Introduction. No truth of inspiration is more clearly stated than that God reveals his designs to his prophets, so that men and nations may be warned of coming events before their accomplishment. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants the prophets. Amos 3-7. Before visiting the world with judgments, God has uniformly sent forth warnings sufficient to enable the believing to escape his wrath, and to condemn those who have not heeded the warning. This was the case before the flood. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. Hebrews 11-7. In the days of Lot, when the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah had become so sunken in idolatry and crime that the destruction of these cities was determined, the Lord revealed to Abraham, his righteous servant, what he was about to do. Indeed the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence, and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near, and said, "Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it." And he spake unto him yet again, and said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, "O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, peradventure there shall 30 be found there." And he said, "I will not do it, if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure there shall be 20 found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, "O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once, peradventure 10 shall be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way, as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Genesis 18:17-33. Lot also was warned, that he might escape. And through Lot the ungodly inhabitants of Sodom were warned, but they made light of the warning. And Lot went out, and spoke unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Genesis 19-14. Thus also when the Lord determined to overthrow Nineveh, he sent Jonah with a message of warning. The people in this great city took an opposite course to that of the men of Sodom. They humbled themselves before God, and repented of their wickedness. Therefore the Lord spared them, and their city was not destroyed until a later time, when the people had returned to their wicked ways. John the Baptist was raised up by a special providence, at the first advent of Christ, to announce his immediate coming, and thus prepare the way before the Lord. The righteous in that generation were not only expecting him to come soon, but they knew that that generation would not pass away till he did come. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death, before he had seen the Lord Christ. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke 2:25-26, 36-38. Before the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus, its inhabitants were warned, and the way of escape was pointed out. Jesus had said, "And you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." Luke 21:20. And you therefore shall see the abomination of Assolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him understand, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Matthew 24:15-16. All who accepted the warning, and gave heed to the sign given them by Christ, improved the opportunity given them for escape by the providential withdrawal of the Roman army, after it had for some time surrounded the city, and fled in haste to a place of safety. Such has been the dealing of God in past ages, in reference to all important events. And so has he promised to deal with his people. Then we may inquire, can anything be learned from the Bible relative to the time of the second advent? This is a grave inquiry, and, from the very nature of the subject, is worthy of close and candid investigation. We accept the Bible as a revelation from heaven. What God has made known in that book ceases to be a mystery. His secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29:29. If the sacred scriptures have revealed nothing concerning the time of the coming of our Lord, then we can know nothing concerning it. But if they have definitely informed us that we may know when he is near, even at the doors, then these things belong to us and to our children. Believing that he has given all the holy scriptures for a wise purpose, for our learning and benefit, we consider it not merely our privilege, but our duty, to search the scriptures, with an earnest desire to know the whole revealed will of God. By careful and prayerful attention to the prophetic discourse of the Son of God, given in answer to the inquiry of the disciples, the reader will, we trust, receive light upon this important question. And as he reads the following pages, may the Holy Spirit open to his mind the beautiful harmony of the subject in its several parts, as fulfilled in the experience of the Church from the time of the first advent of Christ to the close of human probation.